Kyle Malin, I've learned more about state government in the last year than I cared to know prior to that. But the more I learn, the more I want to know. It's just a fascinating process, Kyle. Good morning to you. How's the family?
Oh, everyone's doing fine. Thanks, Tony. Hope you're having a good Friday.
Well, same to you. Let's jump right into this. The teacher strike penalties are under review. The MEA has a campaign that you can be that can be heard throughout the state of Michigan. The line has been drawn as far as stopping teachers from striking, even though it technically is illegal. Tell us about this story.
Well, I think it started about a month ago when Paul Scott, state representative out of Grand Blanc, got his hands on a letter sent by the head of the Michigan Education Association, Iris Salters, in which she was asking the local MEA chapters about taking a vote on whether or not there should be some further action to protest the deep legislative cuts that are being made right now to the K-12 school aid budget. And that included up to work stoppages. And at that point, Paul Scott and the Speaker of the House, Jace Bulger, asked the question of whether the penalties for unions and teachers who choose to strike were not severe enough. And they thought, well, if they're talking about striking despite the penalties, which basically are fines and suspensions and so forth, if they're not strong enough, maybe we should look at something else. So this week there was a hearing from Paul Scott and the House Education Committee to talk about a couple bills that would steepen the penalties on bargaining units and teachers who choose to strike. And for bargaining units, it could get up to decertification. They could get just dissolved in a particular area. And for teachers, it could be a loss of your teaching certificate for up to 2 years. Obviously, the more conservative wing of thought was that these are necessary because of the Iris Salters letter. And also there was a strike back in 2008 in Wayne Westland that they brought up numerous times. In fact, they even had the superintendent from Wayne Westland come up and testify about what happened there. The MEA did not testify, but obviously are opposed to it. Their argument is you know, for a lot of these teachers, they may be just doing this rogue. Should this bargaining unit be penalized for school or for teachers who just act out rogue? And then the other question was, how do you define a strike? And, maybe an administration will think a teacher is faking sick when really he or she isn't. You know, how do you define it? There was a lot of gray area there.
In the lead story in the MERS newsletter today, it's titled, Con Foresees $500 Million Boost, moments after his Senate Appropriations Committee tied the bow on the fiscal year 2012 on a budget plan that would cut $330 million more than Governor Rick Snyder wanted. Senator Roger Con is hopeful.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. You know, two times a year, the state's economists get together and decide how much money the state really does or doesn't have. They're going to be doing that next month. Well, Senator Roger Con, who's head of the Senate appropriations process, has been getting updates on how the state revenue is coming in. And he's been told that revenue is coming in very good. In fact, it's coming in better than they expected back in January when they had their last economist confab. And so he's optimistic that they're going to have $500 million more to play with than they expected. And that's a significant amount of money. So just to put it into perspective, the Senate budget cut, like I said in the story, more than $300 million more than what Rick Snyder wanted because they decided to do something different with the so-called pension tax. Well, if there's $500 million more inserted into the process, I mean, theoretically, you could get rid of all those extra cuts, plus you would have about $170 million more that you could do something with. What's $170 million? I mean, basically, you could take away the shift of community college money to the school aid fund. I know the teachers and the education community is very upset that higher education community colleges are being paid out of that fund that is specifically set aside for K through 12 education. Well, $170 million, you can nix that community college payment out of the school aid fund, for example. So the economy's going well, or better than expected. Roger Kahn's excited that maybe they have extra money to play with. He didn't mention any of that, the community college thing. He's talking about maybe there's some additional incentive programs for the cities or the schools that they could kick off. That's got to be talked about. But he projected that might be a fight in May, what to do with that money.
And the Department of Corrections' new drug policy for inmates with mental illness. We've got two sides of the story. We've had Michigan Partners in Crisis representatives on the phone. Mm-hmm. Today I had Russ Marlin from the Department of Corrections with another side of the story. Who's right on this?
Oh, geez. You know, I don't really know. This is not a new argument. They've been going back and forth on this one for several years because the state has been looking at ways to cut costs in the Department of Corrections. And even Jennifer Granholm was looking at this when she was governor, if this was a way to mitigate some costs by taking some folks out of the correction system who have mental illness and are on specific drugs. Are there a generic alternative they can use that would save the state money? It's a very good question. You know, you look at the Midwest, and a recent Auditor General report showed that Michigan spends significantly more than neighboring states on its psychotic drugs. So, you know, maybe there's money to be saved there, or you know, maybe these people are just going to get really messed up more by switching their medications around.
All right, Kyle.
It's hard to say, Tony. It's hard to say.
Kyle, thanks so much. Kyle Malin from the MERS newsletter. Enjoy your weekend.
Hey, you too.